This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Since Oprah left the network airwaves more than a year ago, no host has convincingly filled her ratings shoes. But today, one of the biggest names makes her go of it. Katie Couric's new show debuted. Katie joins a long list of new contenders, hoping to make a mark amid the existing crowd. Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, Ellen. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Besides Katie, there's Steve Harvey, Ricky Lake's return, and the list goes on.
There's actually more big new syndicated talk shows launching this fall than in at least a decade.
Alex Ben Block is senior editor at The Hollywood Reporter. He says Couric is getting the most expensive splash.
ABC's giving her the best time period, the most promotion, the budget for the production is extraordinary. Now she has to deliver.
By that, he means capture the lion's share of the household decision-makers advertisers covet, 25 to 54-year-old women over whom Oprah reigns supreme. At Hollywood's Kaplan Staller agency, Alex Shankman says it may be an unrealistic bar.
If you raise everyone's expectations too high, you only have room left for disappointment. And in this case, they could be setting themselves up for some disappointment.
Especially when even Oprah would have trouble getting an Oprah-sized audience in a market fragmented by cable TV and the internet. On YouTube, pitching show tickets, Couric let it be known she won't be doing things the Oprah way.
You can be part of the studio audience, but don't expect to get any free cars just yet.
I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.